A cruel, bloody fate, what canst thou now do more? Alas, 'tis now too late, Philander, to restore. Why should the heavenly powers persuade poor mortals to believe that they guard us here and reward us there, yet all our joys deceive? Her poniard then she took and held it in her hand. Then with a dying look cried thus, I fate command. Philander, my love, I come to meet thy shade below. I come, she cried, with a wound so wide, there need no second blow. Then purple waves of blood ran streaming down the floor. Unmoved she saw the flood and blessed her dying hour. Philander, on Philander still the bleeding Phyllis cried. She wept a while and she forced a smile, then closed her eyes and died. Upon the blushing ground, stained with her virgin blood, she lay in death's deep swoon, close by the murmuring flood, which for the lovely Phyllis' sake complained of cruel fate, which had caused such care as has wrought despair. I weep it to relate. And when Philander came with joy to seek his love, and her dear promise claim, while moonbeams from above did twinkle through the thickest shade and gild the flowery plain, when he espies and a Phyllis cries, not thinking she was slain. Arise, arise from earth, shake off this dull repose. Phyllis, my only birth, to thee Philander bows. Sooner I would have come to thee had not a lion stayed my course to fight, for which exploit he lifeless now is made. Ah me, what's this she's called? Ye gods, quite breathless too. O death, dost thou infold this beauty's not thy due? Alas, O cruel fate, he cried, by her own hand 'tis well. O the dismal blow that did overthrow, by heavens for me she fell. Behold, my garments dyed in Phyllis' precious blood, which falling from my side made her suppose me dead. And therefore, fair for love of me, a cruel destiny. And shall Philander live to wander? No, by the powers I'll die. I come, my Phyllis, now, prepare for in thy arms. I will perform my vow, asleep like death no charms. This cypress wreath a crown shall be, will triumph over death. From thy fair lip I'll nectar sip, even with my latest breath. With that his fatal sword he plunged into his breast, and sighed with dying words, oh, now I am at rest. No, Phyllis, no, forever mine, fate now no more shall part. Then through the wound the passage found, and left the lover's heart.